Hello there, I'm Paul Epsom from the Victory Garden on PBS. And here's what's growing this weekend. Well, today we're going to talk about composting. Black gold, as it's known. No garden is complete without a compost pile. So if you don't have one, it's time to think about making one. Well, your first step is to actually choose a place close to your garden and close to your kitchen, but out of sight. These things aren't pretty to look at. Now you've got to find a bin. Now you can make one yourself out of wire mesh or wood, or you can buy one of those purpose-built ones from a gardening or hardware store. The two basic elements that make up a compost are green garden debris, which is basically grass clippings, old flowers, vegetable matter, and brown garden debris, which is basically dry leaves. Mix them together with a bit of moisture, they will soon warm up and everything breaks down. And for a better compost, it's important to turn the compost about once a week. And after 2 months or so, your compost should be a wonderful, dark, moist, smells like wonderful dirt. Add that to your garden and your plants will love you for it. Never put animal waste, meat, oil, or dairy products into your compost. It's also not a good idea to put weeds that have gone to seed or plants treated with pesticides or herbicides. As an alternative, when you've got lots of garden waste, you can make a surface compost underneath large shrubs and trees. A healthy soil will soon return all that goodness back to your plants. I'm Paul Epsom, and that's what's growing this weekend. The Victory Garden is funded by proven winners. For more on the Victory Garden, go to pbs.org.